I always enjoy being at Commonwealth Agri Energy. Great friend here, Mick Henderson, great supporter and great partner of ours for many years. And well, that's why we were proud to put a vehicle on the road that burns E85. And can I just stop here and fill up while I'm here, Mick?
No.
I can't do that, huh?
The retail guy has to have his cut, remember?
Okay.
We were told the same thing on Distillers Grain when we started up. The local feed mills or feed stores wanted their cut. I don't know what their markup is, but they wanted us to sell to them, and then they sell to the cattle and the hogs and the chickens.
I just saw a check.
Yeah, so we sell to the big boys. Max Fuel's one that we sell, and we'll sell at E85. But, you know, most of our ethanol, I'm talking about 98% of our ethanol, goes to the big boys in terminals in Nashville, where they blend it mostly as E10. And then all the E10 comes back as the stations in Hopkinsville and Clarksville and the whole region. We're still part of what they call the Nashville Metro,
right, okay.
And that E10 is sold through the retail, and they get their cut. But the order magnitude, about 25% of the Nashville Metro we can supply, and then we're 50 to 52 million gallons per year, will go to the Nashville terminals and supply. Like I say, just from this plant, we can supply about 25% of the Nashville Metro, which includes Hopkinsville.
You guys are always growing. Every time I come out, it's like we got a new building here, something new here. But, you know, you guys have been able to take this plant from the day we first began making ethanol here to what we have today. You guys make a great variety of products. Tell us about the expansion and what's going on here now.
Well, the cool thing is the local supply and the local farmer. When I got here 22 years ago, it was 150 bushels an acre for corn. And we had about 1,800 members in the co-op.
Right.
And that grain supply, corn supply for us, 24 million. We were a 20 million that ran 24 million right out of the blocks. So a 24 million gallon per year was equivalent to about a third of the grain supply, 50 mile radius grain supply. So today, they're a 210 bushel of the acre. If they're 200 bushels an acre or less, they're probably not making money these days. In the Christian County good soil, Pembroke number one soil, they're going to be able to make 200 bushels an acre plus. And we have had the same share. We've expanded as they've improved their field yield. Of course, the co-op's gotten bigger. It's now 3,400, 3,500 members. Mostly of that is further away. But that draw and the field yield has supplied a corn order magnitude, double what it was, a little bit more than double what it was, 2.5 times what it was, and that's what we grind. We went from 8 million bushels a year to 16 to 17 million bushels a year. That's where we are today. And with plans, you'll see on the next stop as we drive around the plant, there's a lot of construction going on. A plant that's 20 years old, there's some issues with replacement of I'll call it obsolete, fully depreciated equipment that 20 years ago brand new is not brand new anymore. So we're doing some of that, and some of it is with expansion attitudes. When we replace it with something to expand the plant the next step. So we hope to be in the next couple 3 years a 75 million gallon per year plant, which is going to use 25 million bushels a year. And that's still just kind of staying in step with the growth in Nashville, the growth of the corn crop, the growth of the co-op, and the patrons can appreciate as our profits roll up to the elevator and gets distributed to the corn farmers in the region.
I think that's great. Kentucky corn or corn from Kentucky, northern Tennessee, being ground right here. It's amazing that you grind as much corn as Christian County produces practically to going to the ethanol plant here.
Yeah, well, we kind of stayed up with what they grow, and you'd see the number of grain bins, the elevator built right here at Caskey, that was a reflection of the field yield and the size of the co-op, and we are just trying to stay up with them.
Of course, we're in the control room. This is where all the magic happens, I guess, really. John Stahl is your plant manager. Has been, I guess, John's been on with you, what, since day one, maybe?
He was with the first crew, the first 18 that we hired on that first, well, Patrick was too. Patrick McCormick, our original crew, I think we still have 18 of the original 32, and then some turnover. And, you know, it's harder these days to hire the young kids to understand rotating shift, 12-hour shifts, a 24/7 operation, and make this a pitch for those high school graduates. We pay well. We have good benefits. We need hardworking people. And to understand that we come from the farm, and there's a lot of farm processing that goes on here, that's been – John Stahl does a lot of that initial contact, and he's a farmer. And, in fact, he's going to take some off this week to put down anhydrous. That functional ownership and employee draw, I love stealing a good manufacturing mechanic or electrician from our Chamber of Commerce fellow members, but the products of the farm includes good people.